بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our third session reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic. This is our third session and today inshallah we're going to be looking at lessons 4 and 5. Lessons 4 and 5. Before we go to the lessons that we're going to take for today, Walaikum Salaam. We're going to review what we covered previously. And before we do that, let me just ask, is there anybody who has given me your email address and you are not receiving any homework assignments by email? You are not receiving anything. You are not receiving? You don't think you gave it to me? Now, it's okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so if you can, yeah, if you can just send me an email to the address that you receive emails for book one. You receive emails from book one? Okay, send me an email just reminding me to put you on the email list for this class. Okay, because each class has a separate list. So just send me an email reminding me, I'll put you on the list, and inshallah you should be receiving the homework assignments and reminders and any other material that we're sharing with the class. Is there anybody else who is not receiving the assignments or reminders for this particular class? Anybody not receiving it by email? Okay, so hopefully we're okay. In any case, if you know of anybody who is participating in the class and they're not receiving assignments or reminders for this class, please ask them to send me an email, or you can send me an email with their address, email address, and letting me know that they are not receiving assignments so I can add them to the list. Okay. And by the way, those reminders and assignments are very important, because I'm sending out the reminder to those who are participating in the class so that you will know exactly what we have covered and what we are going to cover, so that you can be on top of it, so that nobody is actually trying to figure out where we're at and where we're going. It's very important that you review the lessons that we have taken previously, and it's also important that you preview, that you look ahead at the lessons we're going to be taking in the next session. Like for example, today we're going to be taking lessons 4 and 5. So everybody should have looked ahead to lessons 4 and 5, at least looked at it. If you don't understand exactly what's happening there, or there's something not clear to you, at least you have looked at it, you previewed it, and you know that you have some questions, so you can come ready to ask questions. It's also very important to practice each exercise, as we mentioned, in the 5 points on how each lesson should be studied, by reading, writing, listening, and so on. It's very important that you do that, and that you spend some time every day, on a daily basis, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, according to your schedule, whatever amount of time you can put in, but you have to actually work with this every day. Before we do the review, anybody have any question about the class, about our procedure that we are following, or any question, something that's not clear to you? Now,
I guess last week, so there was handouts for last week, I had emailed you, maybe I could grab them at the end of class.
Okay, you emailed me?
Remember I told you I was going to be absent last week.
Okay. And you didn't get the work from last week?
No, because I wasn't here. So
but we sent it out by email to everybody.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
so it should be, if we have your email, you should have received it.
Work with the paper for some reason?
No problem, no problem, no problem. If anybody needs a copy of the extra exercises for the lesson that we're going to take today, I made a few copies. If somebody needs a copy of the extra exercises, at the end of the class, please let me know. I'll give you a copy of it, inshallah. Any of the extra exercises I have sent by email to everybody who's on our list, so you should have had it, you should have received it, but if somebody needs a printed out copy, inshallah, I made a few copies, I can give it to those who actually need it, those who are in need, inshallah. Okay, in the last email that I sent to the class, I mentioned that for homework you should have reviewed lesson number 1. We're going to review it now, briefly, on page 9, and you should have reviewed lesson 2. Which is on page 10, and you should have reviewed lesson 3, which is on page 11. And we're going to review briefly each one of these lessons. In addition, for homework, you should have previewed lesson 4, which is dealing with the letter Lam, on page 12, and you should have previewed lesson number 5, dealing with Shadda, which indicates the double consonant, on page 13. So I hope that if you have received the homework assignment, that you actually have done it. It's very important that you practice with this on a regular basis. Okay, so the first lesson we're going to review is lesson number one. Lesson number one is on page 9. Please open your book. Please open your book or open your telephone or your tablet or whatever you're carrying with you to lesson number one on page 9. Lesson number one on page 9. On the top of the page it says lesson one, new element, ma, mi, mu. What they mean by this is that in this lesson we're going to take the letter meme that is represented in English by an M. We're going to take the letter, its name is meme, and in English it's represented by an M. The sound of it is like M in English. So this is the new element, the letter meme. And additionally, in this lesson we're also going to take the three vowel sounds. The three vowel sounds. What are the three vowel sounds? Anybody can tell me all three of them? Naam, Saeed. Type. Kasra, Fatha, and Dhamma. Kasra, Fatha, and Dhamma. With Shaddu on the meme. Dhamma. Okay, these are the three vowel sounds. These are short vowel sounds, and they can also be elongated. We'll look at that later on. In this lesson, you should have learned the letter meme, and you should have also learned the three vowel sounds. Kasra, which is E sound, Dhamma, which is U sound, and Fatha, which is A sound. Yani A, E, U. But they are short sounds. A, E, U. Okay? You should have learned what they look like. Fatha is a line that's written above the letter, a slanted line above the letter. Fatha, that's an A, A sound. And Kasra is the same sign but written underneath the letter. Okay, Kasra is the I sound, E. Naam. For example, let's wait until we actually look at the lesson. Okay, because we want to make sure that everybody's able to follow us directly from the book. Everybody can follow us directly from the book. We have three vowel sounds and we have one letter in this lesson. Hopefully, those of you who were with us 2 weeks ago, you have mastered the first letter that we are taking in lesson one, the letter meme, which is an M sound, and the three vowel sounds, A, E, U. The exercises for this lesson are very brief. And for that reason, we have made some extra exercises that I sent to the class. Extra exercises for you to practice with. But in any case, there are two lines of exercises. The first line has five words to be read, and the second line has three words to be read. These words should be read, and they should be written as well. Yani when you do the lesson, you should read through the lesson, and you should also write it out in your separate notebook. Additionally, you should listen. Train your ear to listen to somebody reading the lesson to you. Somebody reading the lesson directly from the book while you're following them, listening to it so that you're training your ear to recognize the sounds of what you're seeing here. And then those are the first three steps. After that, there are two more steps. Inshallah, we have sent this advice to the class, yani the five steps on how each lesson should be studied. It is by reading it, writing it, listening to it, and then reading it again from your own notebook, from your own handwriting, and then writing it again, but without looking at the book, writing it while listening to somebody read it to you. While listening to somebody read it to you. Okay, let's look at lesson 1, page 9, line 1. Line 1. The first word is meme with kasra. Meme with fatha. Okay? So, meme with kasra is what?
Meme.
Meme with fatha?
Ma.
So that word should be read how?
Meme.
Me, ma. The second word, meme with dhamma. Meme with kasra?
Meme.
The word should be read?
Mu.
Mu. Mu. Mu. Okay, the third word, meme with fatha?
Ma.
Meme with fatha again?
Ma.
It should be read?
Ma.
Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma, ma. The fourth word, meme with kasra.
Meme.
Meme with kasra.
Meme.
Should be read.
Meme.
Me, me. Me, me. The last word on line one, meem with dhamma,
mu.
Mu. Meem with dhamma,
mu.
Should be read,
mu.
Mu, 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 mu. Okay, somebody read the first line first. The whole line, naam, Abdullahi.
Mi, ma.
Mi, ma, yes.
Mu, mi.
Mu, mi.
Ma, ma.
Ma, ma.
Mi, mi.
Mi, mi.
Mu, mu.
Mu, mu. Good? Any question about the first line? Okay, second line. The second line, yes.
No,
I'll read the second. Oh, no, second line first, we're going to read it together. The second line, meem with kasra?
Mi.
Mi. Meem with dhamma?
Mu.
Mu. Meem with fatha?
Ma.
Ma. Should be read?
Mi, mu, ma.
Mi, mu, ma. The second word, meem with fatha?
Ma.
Meem with kasra?
Mi.
Meem with dhamma?
Mu.
Should be read?
Ma, mi, mu.
Ma, mi, mu. And the last word, meem with kasra?
Mi.
Meem with fatha?
Ma.
Meem with dhamma?
Mu.
Meem with kasra?
Mi.
Should be read?
Mi, ma, mu, mi.
Mi, ma, mu, mi. Tayyib, you want to read, Omar?
Yes.
Naam. Second line, second line. Naam.
Mu, ma.
Mi, mu, ma. Next word.
Ma, mi, mu.
Ma, mi, mu. Last word.
Mi, ma, mu, mi.
Mi, ma, mu, mi. Tayyib, any question about the letter meme or the three short vowels? Okay, everybody should have read this lesson at least a few times, because we read it in class, you should have read it for homework, and if you're reviewing every day, it means go back and review the lesson we had this week and the lessons before it. So we should have already reviewed this lesson several times over the last couple of weeks. Okay, next lesson, lesson number 2 on page 10. Lesson number 2 on page 10. It says new element, na, ni, nu. Yani, the letter noon with the same three vowels, a, e, u, fatha, kasra, dhamma, na, ni, nu. Okay, let's look at the first exercise on line 1. Noon with fatha?
Na.
Noon with fatha?
Na.
It should be read?
Na.
Na, na. The second word, noon with kasra?
Ni.
Noon with dhamma?
Noon.
Should be read?
Ni,
nu. The third word, noon with dhamma?
Nu.
Noon with kasra?
Ni.
Should be read?
Nu,
ni. Nu, ni. The fourth word, noon with fatha?
Na.
Na. Noon with fatha?
Na.
Noon with kasra?
Ni.
Should be read?
Na, na, ni.
Na, na, ni. The fifth word, noon with kasra?
Ni.
Ni. Noon with fatha?
Na.
Na. Noon with dhamma?
Nu.
Nu. Should be read?
Ni, na, nu.
Ni, na, nu. The last word, noon with dhamma?
Nu.
Noon with kasra?
Ni.
Noon with fatha?
Na.
Should be read?
Nu, ni, na.
Nu, ni, na. Tayyib. Somebody who didn't read yet, read the first line first, slowly and loudly. First line, somebody who didn't read yet. Judei. Naam. First line, slow and loud. Okay, listen up everybody. Go ahead, read.
Na, na.
Na, na.
Ni, nu.
Ni, nu.
Nu, ni.
Nu, ni.
Na, na, ni.
Na, na, ni.
Ni, na, nu.
Ni, na, nu. Nu, ni, na. Okay, let's go to line 2. We're in lesson 2, page 10, line 2. Meem with kasra?
Mi.
Mi. Noon with fatha?
Na.
Notice here in this line, we have the new letter, noon, with the letter from the previous lesson, meem. We have two letters with three different vowels. Okay, this word, yani meem with kasra, noon with fatha, should be read how?
Mina.
Mina. Mina. Mina. Second word, noon with fatha?
Na.
Meem with kasra?
Mi.
Should be read?
Na.
Na. Mi. Third word, meem with fatha?
Ma.
Noon with the Dhamma
noon.
Should be read
Ma-nu.
The fourth word, Noon with Fatha,
Na.
Meme with Fatha,
Na.
Meme with Fatha,
Ma.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, fourth word. Fourth word, line 2, page 10, lesson 2. Fourth word, Noon with Fatha,
Na.
Meme with Fatha,
Ma.
Noon with Fatha,
Na.
Should be read,
Na.
Na. Ma na. Last word, line 2. Meme with kasra.
Meme.
Noon with fatha.
Na.
Meme with kasra.
Meme.
Should be read.
Me
na me. Okay, somebody who didn't read yet, read the second line first. Somebody who didn't read yet. Abdul Wali.
Me na.
Me na.
Na me.
Na me. Ma nu.
Na ma na.
Na ma na.
Mi na mu. No, mi na mi.
Mi na mi. Good, mashallah. Good, this is good. Okay, any question about lesson 2? This is just a review. Again, you should have read this lesson several times over the last 2 weeks. Several times over the last 2 weeks. We had this lesson in the last class, right? Lesson 2? Naam. Okay, let's go on to the lesson 3. Lesson number 3 on page 11. Lesson 3, page 11. At the top of the page it says new element. Ma, and then there's an M. There's Na, and then there's an N. Yani, the M and the N mean that they don't have any vowel. Okay, this lesson is dealing with what is called sukoon. Does anybody know what is sukoon?
Yes.
What is sukoon? You don't pronounce the letter completely, okay, that's true, but what is sukoon itself? What is sukoon? Naam. No, hold it, one at a time, just one person. Everybody answer at the same time, I can't comprehend, I'm not capable. Allah listens to all of our dua, all at one time, no problem. But as for us, khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. Human being is created weak. We're not like that. Naam, what is the sukoon? I want somebody who's the beginning class. What is sukoon? Who didn't study with us before? Naam, Abdullahi?
Sukoon is absence of a vowel.
The sukoon is absence of a vowel sound. Okay, if anybody didn't receive the introductory lessons to the alphabet that we sent out before the class, 3 lessons, introduction to the Arabic alphabet. If you didn't receive it, please send me an email requesting it, because in the introduction all of these things are explained in detail. Okay, what is sukoon? It means the absence of a vowel sound. When you see sukoon, it is here written as a circle, but sometimes you may see it written a little bit differently. In this book it's just going to be a circle. Whenever you see sukoon over a letter, it means that letter does not have a vowel sound. It means it does not have a vowel sound. And you can't really pronounce a letter, as the brother said, without a vowel sound. You can't pronounce it completely. Rather, you can only attempt to pronounce it, but you can't get the sound out if it doesn't have a vowel. Okay? You can only put your mouth or your lips or your tongue in position to pronounce it, but without a vowel, you can't pronounce it. Okay? In order to get sound on a consonant, it has to have a vowel. So when a consonant has sukoon, a circle written above it, it means that you can't pronounce it by itself. Therefore, in reading, you have to connect it to the letter before it. You have to connect it to the letter before it. Whenever you see sukoon, it means stop on that letter and connect it to the letter before it. Okay, sukoon, literally in Arabic language, means stillness, absent of movement. And vowels in Arabic are called harakat, movement. So sukoon is the opposite of the harakat. It's no movement, stillness. Okay, means that the letter, it can't move without a vowel. In order to pronounce it then, you have to connect it to the letter before it, making them together one syllable. That's what we're going to do in this lesson, or that's what we did in this lesson last week. And we have 4 words here on line 1. Again, we're on page 11, lesson number 3, and we're reviewing what we covered last week. The first word on line one is Meem with Fatha, Noon with Sukoon.
Man.
Meem with Fatha is Ma, and then you have Noon with Sukoon, you have to join it with it, it became Men. Men. Meem with Kasra is
Me,
and with Noon with Sukoon becomes Min. Meem with Fatha and Noon with Sukoon, Men. Meem with Kasra, Noon with Sukoon, Min. Men, Min. Men, Min. These words look exactly the same, except the first letter has, on one has Fatha and the other one has Kasra. They're almost the same. Men, Min. But the meanings are not the same at all. Men means who, and Min means from. So they have nothing to do with each other in terms of meaning, even though they look alike and they sound close. Men and Min. And this also reminds us of the importance of reading correctly. Because if you read one vowel wrong, you'll change the word to something else. You'll change the word to something else, especially if we're reading Quran. Okay, line one, third word. Noon with Fatha.
Na.
Na. Meem with Sukoon. Nem. Nem. Noon, Fatha, Meem, Sukoon, Na, Nem. 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 The last word, line one, Noon with Kasra, Ni. Meem with Sukoon, join with it, Nim. Noon with Fatha,
Na.
How you read this word? Nim, Na. Nim, Na. Again, the rule for Sukoon. Sukoon means the absence of a vowel sound. In terms of reading application, the way you read it is whenever you see sukoon, you join it to the letter before it to form one syllable. One syllable. Men, min, nem, nimna. Any question about sukoon? Any question about sukoon? Okay, now we're going to look to the next lesson. This is our lesson for today. Lesson number four. We're going to take this lesson which deals with the letter Lam. The letter Lam on page 12, lesson 4. And by the way, today inshallah we're going to take two lessons. We're going to take this one letter Lam, and then we're going to look at what is called Shadda, which means a double consonant. Okay, let's look at lesson number 4, page number 12. On the top of the page, you have a Lam in its form when it's written by itself. In its independent, alone form. That's the full shape of the letter Lam. With a Fatha. And Lam is pronounced like L in English. Okay, it's pronounced like L in English. So Lam with Fatha would be?
La.
La. If it had a Kasra, it would be?
Li.
Li. If it had a Dhamma, it would be?
Lu.
Lu. Okay, I just want to call to your attention. We did send out to the class a chart of the alphabet of each letter, how it's written when it's alone, and also another chart showing each letter in all of its forms. So I just want you to pay attention as you look through this, the exercises for this lesson. You're going to see Lam when it's in the beginning of a word that it doesn't have its full form as it is here at the top of the page. It doesn't have its full form, but rather the next Lam on the top of the page, the next Lam is showing you how it is modified slightly to connect to what follows it. Okay, on the top of the page, you have the letter Lam in its full form, and then after that, you have it in its modified form for connecting to something following it. What you don't have on the top of the page is when it's in the middle and there's something connected on both sides of it, then this modified form here, when it's in the beginning of a word, gets a connector on both sides of it. It has a connector on both sides of it, so you can connect to what's before it and what's after it. And if it was on the end of a word, it will go back to its original form, the first form that's on the top of the page, but with a connector for something that's before it. Okay, so the modification of letters, generally speaking, is that when it's in the beginning, the original form of how the letter is written by itself is going to be slightly modified just so that you can connect it to something following it. If it's in the middle of two letters, it's going to have a connector on both sides of it. And if it's on the end of a word, it's just going to have a connector to what's before it, and then usually, Walaikum Salaam, it's going to go back to its original form. And then usually it's going to go back to its original form. So we'll be looking at each letter, how it's modified slightly, and if you go back to the chart that we sent, then you'll be able to follow us, yani, looking carefully at each letter, how it's going to be modified in the beginning, or in the middle, or on the end. In the examples that we have in the exercises here, we will see lam in the beginning, we will see lam in the middle, and we will see lam in the end, and I will, yani, stop. Yani means, I mean. I want to explain something, okay? If I said something, I want to explain it. I may say, yani, that is, or i.e., I mean to say. It's an explanation, what's going to come after that. So, I know sometimes people hear me saying yani a lot, so I just want to kind of give you an idea what's happening here. When I say something that I want to explain, I'm going to say, you might hear me say, yani. In English, they use the abbreviation i.e. It means, that is. Or, I mean to say. Okay, lesson number 4, page 12, top of the page. We have the letter lam in its independent, original, full form. And then we have it beside it in its initial beginning form. It's modified slightly to connect to whatever is following it. As we go through the exercises, I'm going to show you how it looks on the end, how it looks in the middle, and how it looks in the beginning, in different words in these exercises. Okay, page 12, line 1. Meem kasra. Me. Meem kasra with lam sukoon. Mil. Okay, lam with sukoon can't be pronounced by itself, but the sukoon is telling us, connect it to the meem that's before it and make them one syllable, so it's pronounced mil. Mil. Okay, mil. If lam had a vowel, it would become two syllables. If there was a fatha on the lam, it would be pronounced how? Mila. If there was a dhamma on the lam, it would be pronounced? Milu. If there was a kasra on the lam, it would be pronounced? Mili. That would be two syllables. But since it doesn't have a vowel, you have to join it to the letter before it and make it one syllable. It becomes? Mil. Mil. Okay, second word, line 1. Noon fatha. Na. Lam with sukoon connected. Nal. Yani, noon, fatha, lam, sukoon, nal. Nal. Third word, lam with fatha, la. Connected to the meme with sukoon, lam. As in what? Lam yakun lahu kufuan ahad. Nam. Fourth word, lam with fatha, la. Connected to noon with sukoon, len. 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 La. Len. Len. Nam. The last word on line 1, lam with kasra, meme with fatha, connected to noon with sukoon, li men. Li men. Liman hadha al-kitab? Ya Abdulaziz? To whom belongs this book? Liman. Naam. Okay, any question about these?
Samina.
Huh?
Liman samina. No. Liman samina.
Ah, yani? Sami Allahu liman?
Yeah.
Sami Allahu liman? Hamida. Naam. Liman. Yani, to whom? Yani, Allah listens, hears, and responds to the one who praises him. We say that in Salat every day. Liman. Naam. Okay, any question about the words on line 1? Any question about the words on line 1? This exercise is specifically designed to practice with the letter lam, which is like L in English. But we see that there are also examples of letters from the previous lessons. There's noon, there's meem, there's sukoon, okay? So that we don't forget what we learned in the previous lessons, we're going to see the new element, the new letter, or new vowel, or new yani rule, we're going to see it yani being practiced with the other things that we learned in previous lessons. Okay, line 2. Line 2, page 12, lesson 4. Lam with dhamma.
Noon.
K. connected to meme with sukoon. Lum. Noon with fatha by itself.
Na.
Na. How do you read this word?
Lum.
Lumna. Lumna. Okay, second word, line 2. Meme with kasra.
Me.
Me. Connected to lam with sukoon.
Mil.
Mil. Noon with fatha by itself.
Na.
Na. Read the whole word.
Milna.
Milna. Okay, the next third. Yani the third example, actually it's two words that are going to be, we're going to read them eventually together because there's a meaning of them together. These two words are intended to be read together. The first of these two words is lam with fatha.
La.
La. Meem with sukoon joined to it.
Lam.
Lam. The next word joined to it is going to be noon with fatha.
La.
Noon with fatha.
La.
Joined to meem with sukoon. Na, nam, nanam, nanam. Okay, this is intended to read together. These two words should be read what? Lam, nanam. Nanam is from the verb nanam. With lam, it became majzum. It loses its long vowel, so it became lam, nanam, which means, huh? Nanam, yani is from nama yanamu, means to sleep. Lam, nanam. We didn't sleep. We didn't sleep. طيب, the last two words on line 2. Lam with fatha, meem with sukoon.
Lam.
Lam. Noon with fatha.
Na.
Na. Meem with kasra.
Me.
Me. Connected to lam with sukoon.
Namil.
Na. Mil. Namil. If you read these two words together, it will read. Lam, namil, namil, lam, namil. Any question about this exercise on line 2? Okay, line 3. Last line, lesson number 4, line number 3. Everything means something, but I don't want to get too sidetracked with it because the time yani, that we have, we're going to do two lessons today. We can come back to them, inshallah. Yani from Mala Yamilu. Mala Yamilu. You can figure it out now, inshallah. Right. Number 3, line 3. Lam with fatha, meem with sukoon. Lam. Yani this is a word now that we should be knowing by now, right? Lam is used for negation with the mudari verb, yani present tense verb. When you have lam, it means it's negation, not. You didn't do something or you didn't have something, so on. Okay, the second word on line, I mean the second word of the first yani expression on line 3 is noon with fatha.
Na.
Na. Noon with fatha.
Na.
Na. Joined to lam with sukoon.
Na.
Na. Nal. Nanal. How you read these two words together? Lam. Nanal. Nanal. Lam. Na. Nal. Okay, the next two words. Lam with fatha, meem with sukoon. Lam. Noon with fatha. Na. Lam with dhamma. Lo. Meem with sukoon. Na. Lum. Nalum. Nalum. Together, these two words. Lam. Nalum. Lam. Nalum. From lama yalumu. Fayyid. Line 3, third, the last word, meem with fatha.
Ma.
Ma. Lam with fatha.
La.
La. Lam with sukoon joined to it.
Ma.
Ma.
La.
Lal. Noon with fatha.
Na.
Na. The whole word should be read.
Ma.
Ma. Lal. Na. Ma. Lal. Na. Ma. Lal. Na. Okay, any question about these words on line 3? Any question? Okay, let's go back a little bit. Same lesson 4, but line 1. Okay, somebody who didn't read today, and who didn't read for us yet today. Naam, Abdul Sabur. Abdul Sabur. Line 1. Read the first word.
Mil.
Mil. Second word.
Now.
Nel, third word.
Lam.
Lem, fourth word.
Lan.
Len, last word.
Liman.
Liman. Okay, second line. Somebody read for us. Abdul Shakur. Second line. First word.
Room. Room. Room na.
Nam. Lum na. Second word.
Mil na.
Mil na. Third.
Lum. Excuse me. Lam.
Lam.
Na. Ni. Nam.
Lam. Na nem. Lam nanem. The last one?
Lam. Na. Mil.
Good. Lam na mil. Lam na mil. Third line. Now, Muhammad.
Lam nanal.
Lam nanal. Next.
Lam nalum.
Lam. Again.
Lam nalum.
Lam nalum. Lam nalum. Last word?
Malalna.
Malalna. Malalna. Okay, anybody who wants to read, didn't read yet. Anybody who wants to read the first line, who didn't read yet, who didn't read yet. Huh? Hassan, did you raise your hand?
Yeah, I'm
raising. Halfway, I mean, I don't know. Now, line one.
Mil.
Mil.
Nel.
Nel.
Lem.
Lem.
Len.
Len.
Limen.
Limen. Anybody else would like to read who didn't read yet? We will make sure everybody gets a chance to read. And as we go along, it's going to be mandatory for everybody to read. Anybody? No. The people who are learning for the first time. If he wants to read, you want to read? No, I mean you. Yeah, yeah, today. Oh, you don't have it yet? No problem. Anybody want to read? Yeah, Salahuddin. Line 2, page 12, line 2. Lumna. Everybody should be following him, okay? Trying to read it to yourself before he reads. Lumna. Second word. Again? I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Milna.
Milna. Okay, next one.
Lam. 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 Lam.
Lam. Na.
Na.
Noon fatha, noon fatha. Yani both of them are noon fatha. Na, nanam. Lam, nanam. Last one.
Lam, namil.
Lam, namil. Good, good. Okay, somebody who didn't read, who wants to read. Now, Mustafa. Third line. Third line. Lesson 4, page 12, line 3. First combination.
Lam, nanal.
Lam nanal. Next combination.
Lam nalum.
Lam nalum. And the third word?
Malalna.
Malalna. That's good. Mashallah. Malalna. Okay, anybody else who wants to read? First line one who didn't read yet. Help me with your name. Huh?
Suleiman.
Suleiman. Yani before he said it, I was saying to myself, I'm supposed to know his name. You know, you threw me off a little bit because you were sitting back there last time. Yeah. Then you moved up here, so trick me a little bit, okay? Next time we get you though, Suleiman. Suleiman. Now, yeah, Suleiman, read the first line for us.
Mel.
Again?
Mel.
Mil with kasra. Mil.
Mel.
Huh?
Mel.
Mel, uh-huh.
Lem.
Lem.
Len.
Len. Again? Okay, it's close. It's close. Yeah, Liman. 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 Good. Anybody else want to read? Anybody else want to read? Okay. We're going to move on to the next lesson. But before we move on to the next lesson, look, if you are finding difficulty in reading this, It's only because it's new to you. And it's natural. And when you're doing something new, most human beings, when you're doing something new, you're going to find a little bit of difficulty. And what happens is, it becomes easier with what? With practice. With practice. Yeah, and some of us right now can't do 50 push-ups in a clip. But if you start practicing, it won't be difficult. It's not that difficult. But if you haven't been doing them for a few years, you might find some difficulty. Especially the old folks. But even for old folks, 50 push-ups in a clip is not difficult. Okay? If you can't do it, it's because you haven't been practicing. So the same thing here, it just requires practice. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. I'm asking you to please practice during the week. Don't come back next week and you didn't look at the book since the last time you were sitting here. I'm asking you to read this lesson several times. If you follow the 5 steps by reading it, writing it, listening to somebody read to you, reading it again from your own handwriting in your notebook, and then writing it again while listening to somebody read it to you without looking at the book. If you follow those 5 steps, you'll find every lesson, yani, will become easy for you. If you read the lesson several times, it's going to become easier. Every time you read it, it's going to become a little bit easier. If you don't have anybody to work with you, get a phone number. Brothers, get a phone number from one of the brothers here. Sisters, get a phone number from one of the sisters. This is worth using a telephone. Yani, sometimes we use the telephone for nonsense. But this will be worth it, to use your telephone. The telephone will be of some benefit. Then I'll be able to call it a smartphone. No. Otherwise, I'm going to call it the dumb phone. Tayyip. Lesson 4. Again, we're going to go on to lesson 5, but it is a necessity, if you're having any difficulty whatsoever, that you practice with this lesson during the course of the week before we go, yani, on next week to new lessons. Okay, right now we're going to go to lesson 5. And lesson 5 actually is a concept that we mentioned in the introductory lesson, the first lesson, the first week. And I also send you notes on it, yani, for those who registered from the beginning in the class. I sent notes dealing with introduction to the Arabic alphabet, 3 sets of notes, and in them we explain Shadda. The Shadda is explained in the beginning of this book in the introduction as well. But let me just say, briefly, what is the Shadda? Yani, actually, Shadda, who knows what is Shadda? Mustafa?
Yeah, double consonant.
We don't have a double consonant. Remember, note that the Shadda is written like a small what?
A
W. Like a small W. And it means in Arabic that the letter is doubled. Doubled. Okay, it means that the letter is doubled. So what we're going to have here is, when you see a consonant with Shadda, it just means that that letter, instead of writing it twice, we're going to write it once. But we have to read it as though it's written twice. Because it means that the consonant is doubled. There are 2 of them. But we're only going to write it one time, and for short we're going to put a little W, a W, yani a U written twice, making a W, right? And that little W means double this letter. Okay? It means double this letter. But the only way that you can do this short, yani, handwriting of the double consonant is if the first of the 2 letters has sukoon. The first one have to have sukoon. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so if you look on the top of lesson 5, you see it has new element, mana and menna. Mana and menna. Mana, where's my pen here? Mana is meem with fatta, noon with fatta. I should be writing this with a red pencil. Meem with fatha and noon with fatha. Okay, if we're looking at the top of the page on lesson 5, we'll see that we have meem with fatha. And then we have noon with fatha, which are 2 syllables, right? Ma, na. And then beside it, We have Meem with Fatha and Noon with Shadda, the little W written above it, and a Fatha vowel. This Meem with Fatha and Noon with Shadda and Fatha is pronounced as though the Noon is doubled, but the first one has Sukoon. So you have Meem with Fatha, and then you have Noon with Sukoon, and the second Noon with its vowel. The vowel is written above the Shadda. Fatha. Okay? So what does this Noon with Shadda and Fatha mean? It means that there are two Noons. One of them has Sukoon, the first of them. The first of them must have Sukoon. And the second of them has a vowel. The vowel that's written with the Shadda. Okay, so what does Shadda mean? When Shadda is written above a consonant, it means that consonant is actually doubled. There are two of them. The first of them must have Sukoon. If the first one has a vowel, you can't write Shadda. You have to write two. You have to write the letter twice. If the first one doesn't have Sukoon. If it has a vowel of its own, it's going to be two separate syllables. But if the first one has Sukoon, instead of writing them twice, you're going to write the consonant one time, and you're going to put Shadda over it, and then you're going to put whatever vowel it takes. Fatha, or Kasra, or Dhamma. So in this case, if you saw Meem with Fatha, Noon with Sukoon, do you pronounce it?
Men.
And then Noon, another Noon, having a vowel, Fatha, it will become Men and Na. Men and Na. Except you're not going to pronounce them separately. You're not going to say Men and then say Na. But you're going to stop on the Meem and hold it. You're going to hold it. You're going to emphasize it so that you get it. It's like you're pronouncing it twice. Instead of saying Men Na, you're going to say Menna. Menna. You're going to hold the Noon. That holding of it, the emphasis, that's the Shadda. Okay? It means that that you're going to get the sound twice. Listen to the difference between the one without Shadda, the first one, Ma Na, and the one with Shadda, Menna. Mena, Menna. Do you hear the difference between Mena? Both of them are two syllables. Mena, Ma-na. The other one, Men and Na. Yani Noon with Sukoon becomes one syllable with the letter before, right? Men, as we had previously with the letter lesson on Sukoon. Shadda is the same thing as Sukoon in that it represents a letter with Sukoon being followed by itself. Being repeated. Okay, it represents a letter with Sukoon being followed by the same letter being repeated but with a vowel after that. Okay, so the same rule of Sukoon, when you see a Shadda, it means that that letter is doubled. The first one has Sukoon, you have to join it to the letter before. So you're going to say Men like you did with Sukoon, and then the second doubled letter with its vowel. But except instead of saying them separately, Men Na, you're going to hold the Noon or the letter with Shadda, you're going to say Men Na, or Lemma, or Nella. Okay? We're going to practice this. Look at the exercise here. But first, let me take any question about Shadda. Shadda means that the consonant is doubled. It requires that the first one has Sukoon, which means in reading, you're going to join the first one to the letter before it, like you do any other letter that has Sukoon. Except we're not going to see the Sukoon here, because we're going to be writing Shadda. Shadda means that the first of the doubled letters has Sukoon. So we're going to read it the same way we read a letter with Sukoon. Alright? Any question? Naam.
What if it has a vowel?
What if it has a vowel? If the first of the two letters have a vowel, then we can't write Shadda. We're just going to pronounce them separately. Okay, so here in this case, if the first Noon had a vowel, instead of Meem, Fatha, Noon, Sukoon, suppose it had Meem, Fatha, Noon, Fatha, Noon, Fatha. So now there will be three separate syllables. Because everyone has its own vowel. So then it will become ma na na. Okay? Ma na na. But if it doesn't have a vowel, then we're going to join it to the letter before it. It became men. And then na, when we put it together, we say men. Men. And be careful when you find the letter with shadda, don't elongate the vowel. Some people, when they see shadda, they say menna. There's no long vowel there. It's just a double consonant, but the vowel is short. Menna. Menna. Alright? Don't, shadda has nothing to do with the vowel. The vowel is going to remain what it is. If there's a long vowel, you have to see what elongates it. If there's nothing elongated, don't elongate the vowel when you see shadda. Shadda means hold the consonant, emphasize it. Okay? Make it twice. The first one with sukoon being joined to the letter before it. Okay, let's look at the exercise here on page 13, lesson number 5. There are two lines of exercise. The first line has 4 words. The second line has 3 words. We're going to read the first line first. Page 13, line 1. Meem with fatha.
Ma.
Ma. Followed by noon with shadda, which means a noon with sukoon and a noon with fatha should be pronounced men, menna, menna. Okay, the second word, noon with fatha, na, followed by meem with shadda, means that a meem with sukoon followed by a meem with fatha should be pronounced namma. Namma. Hold the meme. Namma. Right? The third word. Lam with fatha. La. Meme with shadda means a meme with sukoon followed by a meme with fatha. Should be pronounced?
Lamma.
Lamma. The last word. Meme with fatha. Ma. Lam with shadda means a lam with sukoon followed by lam with fatha. Should be pronounced? Malla. 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 Tayyib. Somebody read the first line for us. Who didn't read yet? Okay, read. Manna. Second word. Namma. Third word. Lamma. Last word. That's a lamb on the end. Meem fatha lamb. Mal. Malla. Malla. Somebody else read this line. Nam. Abdul Shakur. What's your name, brother?
Jean.
Jean? Yeah. When did we meet before? A month ago. Okay. I knew your face looked familiar when you walked in, but I couldn't remember your name. MashaAllah. It's good to have you back. MashaAllah. Faye, do you want to read?
Yes, sure.
Go ahead. I know this is brand new for you, right?
Yeah, I've been practicing.
Good, good, good. MashaAllah. Okay, the first word. You going to read the first word?
Men.
Menna.
Menna.
Na, yes, noon. Menna. Try the second one.
Namma.
Good. Namma. Third one.
Lamma.
Good. Lamma. And the last one?
Menna.
Good. Mella. Excellent. Excellent. MashaAllah. 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 Somebody else. Now, I called on you before, right? Abdul Shukur, so come back to you. Line one, first word.
Menna.
Menna.
Namma.
Namma.
Lamma.
Lamma.
Milla.
Mil or mel?
Malla.
Malla. Somebody else who didn't read yet. Line one, Judea.
Manna.
Menna. نم لم مل أحسنت ما شاء الله. That's very good. Somebody else read the first line. Somebody else read the first line. Salahuddin. من نم لم again
ملا
ملا نعم. Notice these letters are not difficult letters, right? Because the letter noon is like N. Okay, it's pronounced with from the tip of the tongue touching the gums above the upper front two teeth. Na na. Meme though should sound differently because meme is from the lips. Yani closing the lips. Ma ma as opposed to na na ma. Lam is different also because pronounced from the edge of the side of the tongue, the upper front part of the tongue. Lam. The edge, side, upper part of the side of the tongue, not the back part, upper part, going up to the gums, yani above it. La, la. And also the tip of the tongue is touching also. La. Okay, so you have la, you have na, and you have ma. Ma. Alright? Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, let's read line 2. Let's read line 2. Okay, let's look at line 2. We're on page 13, lesson 5, line 2. Noon fatha na. Meem dhamma mu. Noon with shadda means there are two noons. The first one has sukoon. You have to join it to the meem with dhamma. You have to join it to the meem with dhamma. If we join just the meem with dhamma to noon, how do we pronounce it? Mun. And then another noon with dhamma? Munnu. Okay, read the whole word. Namunnu. Namunnu. Okay, the second word. Noon with fatha. Na. Lam with dhamma. Lu. Meme with shadda means the first meme is going to have sukoon, join it to the lam with dhamma. Lam, dhamma, mim with sukoon. Lum. Lum. If you add another mim with dhamma, lummu. The whole word? Nalummu. 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 The third word, mim with fatha? Ma. Noon with fatha? Na. Noon with shadda means join the first noon to the noon before it with fatha. If you join noon fatha, noon sukoon. Noon fatha, noon sukoon. Just noon with fatha and noon with sukoon. Nen, nen. Another noon with fatha. Nen, na. Those two together, nen and na, if you read them together, you would say, Nenna, nenna, with a mean before it, the whole word. Manenna. After that, then. Bismillah wa salat wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi man wa la wa Tayyib. We read the last word, right? We read the last word. Okay, let's read. Let's read the last line. Somebody take the first word. Somebody take the first word. Judei. Namunnu. Read the second one also.
Namunnu.
Na. Nalummu. Nalummu. Third word. Ma. Ma. Nen. Naam, mananna, mananna. Somebody else read the last line for us. Naam, Muhammad.
Namunnu.
Namunnu.
Nalummu.
Nalummu.
Minanna.
Again?
Mananna.
Mananna. Mananna. Somebody else read for us. Salahuddin.
Namunnu.
Again?
Manana.
Look, na. Noon fatha, meem dhamma. Namunnu. That's a dhamma, lamb with dhamma.
Nalum mu.
Nalum mu. Last word.
Mananna.
Mananna. Try to think in your mind before you read the word. Before you read it, look at it first. Notice that there's meem, noon, lam, shadda, fatha, kasra, dhamma. Pay attention to what's there. And then read it syllable by syllable. Yani paying attention to noon, to meem, to lam. Yani we have three different letters here. And we have three different vowel sounds. And we have sukoon and we have shadda. That's a lot of stuff happening at one time. Okay? If this is new to you, yeah, take your time. There's no rush. We're not in a hurry. Take your time. Pay attention. You're going to make mistakes. That's okay. Don't worry about making mistakes. I want you to read in the class because if you make a mistake, I want it to be corrected so you could be aware of it. Because if you read by yourself and you don't read to somebody who's going to correct you, you may be making a mistake on something and don't pay attention, and then you got into the habit of reading that in that way. That's why I want everybody to read in the class, but I don't normally call on people. So I want you to volunteer. If you make a mistake, it's okay. You're not going to be the only person making mistakes in here. Everybody's going to be making mistakes. Believe it or not, those who have been with us for a while, they will know that even I make mistakes when I read. So we make mistakes. We're human beings. Don't worry about that. If I make a mistake, mashallah, we have good students here who will correct me. If you make a mistake, inshallah, I'll correct you. But it's okay. Don't worry about making mistakes. You have to practice. You're going to make mistakes. That's how you're going to get better at reading. Alright? We only have a few minutes before we're going to stop. I just want to read through this lesson together one more time. Or these two lessons, actually lesson 4 and 5, which are the new lessons. I want to read through them just quickly before we close. And then give you a chance, final chance to ask any questions. I'm going back to lesson 4, page 12. And I'm going to read line 1. I want you to read after me. I'm going to read it and I want you to look at it when I'm saying it. And then I want you to say it. Okay, the line 1, first word, mil.
Mil.
Nel.
Nel.
Lem.
Lem.
Len.
Len.
Limen.
Limen.
Line 2, lumna.
Lumna.
Milna.
Milna.
Lemnenem.
Lemnenem.
Lemnemil.
Lemnemil.
Line 3, lam nanal.
Lam
nalum.
Lam
malalna. Lesson 5. Lesson 5, page 13. Line 1. Shadda. Shadda means what? You double the letter. The first one has sukoon. Sukoon means you have to join that letter to the letter before it. And then read that letter again with its vowel. Alright? Line 1. Menna.
Menna.
Nemma.
Nemma.
Lemma.
Lemma.
Mella.
Mella.
Line 2. Namunnu.
Namunnu.
Nalummu.
Nalummu.
Mananna. Any question? Any question? Okay, inshallah, I'm going to be making dua for you, for your success. That Allah give you the ability to learn this well, so that when we finish these 53 lessons, you will actually be able to read from the Mus'haf. You'll be able to read the Mus'haf, the surahs of Quran that you have memorized before. You'll be able to go back and look at them in Arabic, and perhaps correct some of the mistakes that we're making when we are learning from transliteration. When you go through these lessons, you should give up using transliteration for anything. you don't need it anymore. There are only 53 lessons. We're going to try in every session to cover 2 lessons. If possible, sometimes we might do 3. But we're not going to do 3 just to finish the book quickly. If we find that everybody got the lesson and we finish, we'll take the next lesson. If we can only do 2, it will be sufficient. If we can do 3 sometimes, alhamdulillah. Some lessons are shorter, some lessons are easier. But we will be trying to do 2 lessons in each session, and we have more than enough time to do it. Each lesson should only take about 15 or 20 minutes. We're going to do a little bit of extra exercises. If anybody needs the extra reading and writing exercises for these 2 lessons, before you leave today, make sure you take them from me. Whoever needs it, I made a few copies, I'll give it to those who need it. If you don't need it, don't take it. Unless everybody's gone and we still have some copies, anybody can have it. But let's give priority to those who are learning this for the first time and let them take the extra reading and writing exercises so they can have more practice than what's in the book here. Somebody has a question? Naam, Abdul Sabur and then Hassan.
When we listen to the recording on the PDF, we go right from there, we go right how to...
When you listen to the recording, sure, you can practice doing that, yes. If you don't have anybody to work with you, you can listen to the recording.
Right.
We're recording the class, and we're also posting it every week on the website, islamlecture.com. We're posting it there, the audio recording of the class, so you can go back and listen to it. If you are not recording yourself, then we're recording for you. Okay, so you go back and listen to it. Every week we're going to post the class there. You can go back and listen to the first 2 classes, and maybe tomorrow, inshallah, we have today's class posted by tomorrow, inshallah. If you're not able to make it to class anytime because you're traveling or something, not because you're just sleeping on a Sunday morning, then also the class is being broadcast live on Mixlr, so you can also, if you're out of town or something, so you don't miss the class, you can listen to it live, inshallah. Okay, you can just go to the website on the top of the page, you see it's up there. Once the class starts, then it will come on. You can just click right on there and get the class live. Now, question Hassan.
Can you explain to people briefly what transliteration is?
Transliteration means writing the Arabic words with English letters. Writing the Arabic words with English letters. We don't need this. When you learn Arabic, you won't need that anymore. Actually, the transliteration helps some people who don't know Arabic. So at least they have some idea. But actually, it causes you to make a lot of mistakes. Nobody will memorize Quran from transliteration except their recitation will be full of mistakes. Full of mistakes, guaranteed. There's no way that you're going to recite Quran correctly from transliteration. Because everybody has their own transliteration system. So they'll use different letters for different things. Some people pronounce the letter Ya'ani Tha. I heard it on the internet. Somebody was teaching Arabic alphabets, and for the letter Tha, they had Sa. I listened to it 20 times. I can't believe it. Somebody's teaching the letter Tha as Sa. This is a problem, okay? This comes from people learning from transliteration. So please be careful from the transliteration. If a person needs it, then do what you have to do. But once you learn the alphabet, then you don't need it anymore. Everybody should be able to throw it away. Okay, any other question? Naam, Salahuddin.
Inshallah, after these 53 lessons, inshallah, we'll be able to go straight to the book of
Arabic. Well, this is the first level, right, of learning Arabic. Learning how to read and write the Arabic alphabet. The next level is learning Arabic grammar and vocabulary. In order to read and understand Arabic books, you're going to have to learn the meaning of words. You have to learn vocabulary, and you also have to learn grammatical sentence structure in order to comprehend properly Arabic language. So that's the next level. We start learning Arabic grammar in book 1, and then we take a little bit more advanced Arabic grammar in book 2, and then we take more high advanced Arabic grammar in book 3. So it's stages, right? Nobody learns overnight anything. Okay, it takes some time. But with the help of Allah, mashallah, we have actually some students. And some people here are witness that we have some students who studied this book with us 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and now they are reading, writing, speaking Arabic fluently and translating. When the Sheikh, the Amid of Jamia Islamiyah came here to visit us, the Sheikh gave us a lecture, and one of our students who learned this book with us 4 years ago translated for him. Is that a fact? And translated, mashallah. Tremendous translation. Huh? We're trying to make this into his names, but we're just saying that we have, mashallah, some people who learned the alphabet sitting here just 4 years ago, and now, mashallah, they're reading and writing Arabic, speaking Arabic fluently, translating from books. Matter of fact, we have a lot of students. We have a number of students right now who are sitting here right now, just sitting in, and they're also translating, mashallah. We're reading Arabic books in the level 3 fiqh class. We're reading Arabic books from scholars. We're reading Fiqh al-Ibadat from Shaykh al-Uthaymeen. We're reading Al-Fiqh al-Mulakhasi, Al-Mulakhas al-Fiqhi by Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan. We're reading Al-Ikhtiyarat al-Fiqhi by Shaykh al-Albani. We're reading those books in Arabic. They are not translated into English. We're reading them in Arabic. Some of our students, mashallah, who are here right now, they're just sitting in this class, yani, and just to share with you, inshallah. So yes, brother, you will be, not immediately after this level, this is the beginner's level, then there's, you know, book one level, book two, book three, but if a person is consistent and persistent, and they work hard and ask Allah's help, with the help of Allah, yani, we'll be able to do it, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.